who has talent, promise, and a commitment to the spirit of ham radio. Do you know someone who might qualify to receive this year's honor? Find application forms on our website, arnewsline.org, under the YHOTY tab. Nominations are now open. We are accepting nominations through May 31st. The Antarctic Beacon VP-880E has gone silent after 46 years. Graham Kemp, VK4BB, gives us those details.
There are no more signals from Victor Papa 8, Alpha Delta Echo, on Adelaide Island, the ice-covered island off the Antarctic Peninsula's west coast. The last day on the air for the 28 MHz low-power research beacon was February 21. It was put into service in the summer of 1979 at the British Antarctic Survey Base of Rothera. Its tour of duty was originally supposed to have lasted only 3 years as one part of a research program, according to Lawrence Howell, KL7L, who was the base radio operator at the time. The beacon's collection of critical data on global ionospheric propagation of the F2 layer proved so invaluable that it continued operating for another 4 decades. The beacon shared a small wooden hut with a 1950-era aircraft navigation beacon and with research equipment used for ionospheric D-layer scintillation research used by students of ionospheric researcher Dr. Roy Piggott. VP8ADE was proposed by the Radio Society of Great Britain. It was coordinated with the British Antarctic Survey and with the Falkland Island Radio Regulator. This is Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
There's a vacancy to be filled in the popular Islands on the Air program, and hams who are knowledgeable about IOTA are being encouraged to apply for the volunteer position. Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, tells us more.
The Islands on the Air Award Scheme is in need of an experienced amateur who can serve in the voluntary position of checkpoint for Brazil, a post filled since 2009 by...
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in 20 seconds, played by KE6GVK.